In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the midst of this day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and mercy, and to commit the day afresh to his guidance and upholding. In the busy rush of this day, we pause and wait, thankful for your coming ever anew by your Spirit. Be born afresh in our lives with the promise that you will never leave until we see you face to face, and promise is embraced by the perfection of your kingdom. We pause now to acknowledge any specific thanks or praise. Lord, we thank you for lives of vocation, lives of calling, lives full of people, lives of love, lives of relationship, lives of ministry and mission, lives seeking to improve this world that we've found, to leave it better for those who come after us than we found it ourselves. And we thank you, God, for that undeniable sense within us, that hunger, that knowledge, that thirst, that those are the things that are meant to be, that those are the things that will be. For you are at work bringing them to life, to birth. Our minds become filled with the thoughts and actions of our morning's activity, and our hearts clouded by the fears and hopes of those we carry on our hearts. So we forget to pray, becoming imprisoned by the present, and begin to lose our way. Forgive us, Lord, and set our feet once more in the path of prayer with our hearts set on pilgrimage. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue our Easter week readings by reading John 12, verses 20 to 36. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd spoke up. "We have heard from the law that the Messiah will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus told him, "You're going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of the light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. This is the word of God. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves one another has fulfilled the law. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone and the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. We pray for those with whom we have spoken or whose circumstances have captured our hearts and prayers. We pray for all that the remainder of this day promises. We pray for our world, church, and circle of friends and family. We pray for the light to shine in the darkest places of our world, bringing the hope of the kingdom of Christ where fear reigns and lives most broken. Pray now to your God. We pray for all of those who are grieving today. Lord, be with them and have mercy. We pray for Boris Johnson and those who are treating him today. Lord, be with him and have mercy. We pray for all of those caring for those who are ill, caring for people at home, caring for those in our hospitals, caring for those in our care homes, caring for those who have COVID-19, caring for those who have other illnesses, caring for those who have mental illness, caring for those who are economically and socially deprived, caring for those who are on the edges of society, caring for those who are lonely, caring for those who live in situations where social distancing, physical distancing is not possible. Lord, be with them. Have mercy. We pray for all of those making decisions around the world. In all countries, particularly we pray for Dominic Raab and the cabinet as they seek to move forward in these uncertain times. Give them wisdom, give them insight, give them compassion. Be with them, Lord. Have mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. May we be ready for your coming, with lamps lit, ears ready to hear your call, and our hearts aflame with love for you. Amen.